This is Kelly Jones interviewing William Earl Floyd at his house on January 22nd, 1996. And the subject of the interview is his life in Alabama and the jobs he held and where he's lived, etc. All right. Mr. Floyd, what is the date of your birth?
5th of May, 1919.
Okay. And what's the name of your parents and where were they born?
Well, my father was Andrew Jackson Floyd, born in Marshall County. My mother was Cleveland. Her name was Ruth Cleveland, born in Hart County, Georgia. Hartwell County. It's Hart County in Hartwell, Georgia.
That's fine. Okay. What is your wife's name?
Geraldine Rowe.
Okay. And now I need a kind of a general history of your life before going more in depth. And you briefly mentioned the war and then the jobs that you've held since before and since being in the war.
Well, I helped on the farm till I got inducted in the Army, drafted in the Army, and served in Europe. Well, till the war ended. Come back home, got a job at the steel plant, and well, that's about all except duties on mail route for a few years. Went to Youngstown, Ohio, and worked 2 or 3 years at Youngstown. Come back, worked back at the steel plant, and retired in 1981.
Hello.
And I've been on retirement ever since.
Around how old were you when you started working at the steel mill, and how old were you when you moved to Ohio?
Well, I worked 10, 12 years at steel plant, got laid off, and went to the steel plant in Youngstown, Ohio, and worked. I guess around 3 years in Youngstown, Ohio. Came back, worked back down here, Republic Steel, up until retired.
Okay. You became a veteran of World War II when you were around 38 years old, is that right?
Question.
How old were you when you finished with World War II? Around 38, is that right?
No, I wasn't that old. No, I was 30.
You were 30.
No,
it don't have to be exact, just general idea.
Well, I was 21 when I went in the Army, stayed till 45, about 3 years in service.
Okay, so you were in the war until 1945.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did the Depression hit in 1929, were you affected by that in any way?
1929?
During the 30s? Do you feel like your family suffered any from the Depression, or were you... Was your family stable enough to overcome it, or?
Well, everybody, I guess, depression. Living on the farm, we had a lot better than a lot of other people. We grew almost everything we eat. Had plenty of eggs and butter and cornmeal, corn, and flour, salt, Crossroads is about all we had to buy and store.
And you lived in Marshall County during this time?
Marshall County.
Okay. As I was growing up, I've always been fascinated by the stories you would tell about the Christmases and the things that you and your family would do together, picking cotton, and you talked about going barefoot. You talked about so many things. Can you recall any of that?
In the summertime, it'd be hard to put a pair of shoes on if we all went barefoot. And wearing overalls without a shirt.
Tell me about the first time you went to school.
That was a long time ago. What
was school like? What was your education like during that time? Was it important, or
school was kind of
rough. Where did you go to school at? Where was the schoolhouse?
Boaz and Hill Factory. No, Hill Factory. I went to Bethsaida and Boaz. Then I went down to UCS and took a college course. And
okay.
Passed the Army,
And then you got drafted into the Army when you were 21, did you say?
I believe I was 21, yeah.
Okay. And then you came back when you were 26, and was that when you started into the steel mill, or did you?
Steel mill. And, of course, there's a lot of laying off. You work down there a year or two, and they lay you off on account of no work to do, you know. Mm-hmm. They laid me off for a long time. I'd get another job or draw my state
unemployment
paid.
Mm-hmm. What was, when you came back, what year would that be? The 40s, the 1940s, which was after the war, and how would you compare your time? What was your life like after you came back from school? Your social life, your friends, and just what did y'all do? Because I'm your granddaughter.
I have a brother in the Army when the war started, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Archie got drafted. My other brother got drafted ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Panama. Down here in Central America, and he said during his whole period, 4 years,
mm-hmm.
in Panama, Canal Zone. And I got drafted, we shortly after, mm-hmm. and they sent me to Europe, ETO. And I served my time over there through France, Luxembourg, Belgium, Germany.
What was the name of the steel mill, the Gadsden Steel Mill? Is that the name?
Republic Steel.
Republic Steel. Were you in a union? Were you a union worker or salary or?
Oh, union.
You were union. What was that like? I don't know. I'm still in college, so I don't know anything.
Well, union was helpful, I guess, but I wasn't a very strong union that person. I just joined because everybody else joined. I didn't. for some things about the union I didn't understand too well.
Well, tell me what did you do when you got off work? What was your life like doing it? How would you compare living during that time to the 1990s? Would you say it was more relaxed, or would you say had a closer family unit?
Well, I stayed at home most of the time.
And then you married my grandmother when you were 38 when you married my grandmother. Is that right? Is that correct? 37.
37. Jerry and I went to Youngstown.
The reason you decided to go to Youngstown, Ohio, is because you were laid off in the steel mill. Were you active in the service when you lived in Youngstown, Ohio? Or why did you go to Ohio? Just
To get a job. Be a harvest. About all I knew what to do except farm, and farm wasn't.
Oh, I think that you working in the steel mill is very interesting. That's the reason I'm trying to find out more about it. I'm doing research on that.
First job, the guy at the steel plant, I worked in the car shop. Then I worked 2 years in the open heart. You don't know about the open heart, but that's where they make rolls. They boil it down, and then I transferred again. From after 2 years in the open heart, I transferred to the boiler shop in the mechanical department. And I finished my career in the steel plant and the boiler shop. And that's where the boiler shop is, in the mechanical department.
Cutting out steel.
You cut out steel?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things you have to do. Make it steel. You have to burn steel, cut steel, and
just go ahead, keep on talking. I'm taking some notes.
Drive rivets, riveters. I guess I helped build 1,000 or 2,000 scrap pans. That's pretty hard work.
Well, when you got off work, what did you do after you left work every day? You had to go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. I remember that a lot of the time.
I'll be explaining to you.
Would you say that what was your life like during this time? Like Boaz, what was Boaz like during this time? Was there? I know that.
Oh, very, very good old town, old town. Then they come back and mess it up, modernizing it and getting it all in mess. But we've got a out of the store here now, you know.
Mm-hmm.